May the Lord help us to commence our worship by singing hymn 1084. Ah, wretched, vile, ungrateful heart, that can from Jesus thus depart, thus fond of trifles vainly rove, forgetful of a Saviour's love. Hymn 1084.
Let us read together from the Word of God, Paul's second epistle to the Thessalonians, reading from chapter 3. Paul's second epistle to the Thessalonians, and we will read from chapter 3. Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord, touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for the law, for Christ. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labour and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an ensample unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. The salutation of Paul with mine own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. May the Lord bless that word of truth to us. Help us to seek him at the throne of grace. O Lord, once more we come before thee, seeking to worship at thy feet. O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt be pleased to impart to us the graces of thy Spirit. Lord, that we might be truly prepared to serve thee and to worship thee and to worship in spirit and in truth. And Lord, we seek and pray for thy presence with us. O Lord, how important, Lord, it is. For, O Lord, it is only as thou hast made such a gracious promise, then, Lord, there will be glory to thy name in this house of prayer. There will be a spiritual prosperity in our souls. There will be a drawing of our hearts up unto thee in faith and in love. And there will be then the blessing of thy word attending us and being purposeful and meaningful to our souls, to build us up and to edify us in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we do need thee. We need thee, Lord, to come to each one of us. O Lord, we do pray, oh, that thou wilt be pleased, Lord, to grant that faith in thy name, faith to embrace thy word, faith, Lord, in thee to come and do all things for us, and faith, Lord, in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, do, Lord, we pray, work in us to will and to do of thy good pleasure. And, Lord, may thy word be found in us seasonable and good, and that we might be those that shall be refreshed, Lord, in thy presence, we pray thee. And, Lord, we each seek thy help, Lord. Thy servant seeks thy help, and thy people here seek thy help, Lord. Lord, thou art that one Lord only to be depended upon, that one Lord that can come to our needs, that one Lord that can help thy servant to preach and thy people to hear. We need help, Lord, from thee, help and the anointing of thy Spirit, and then, Lord, to apply thy word with power into our poor souls, that it may do us good, that it might bring us near to thee, to feel that union of Father, Son, and Spirit in the midst of us, and applied to each of our hearts in all the glorious blessings of the Trinity of Persons. And though, Lord, a mystery indeed, and yet, Lord, to be embraced by faith. O Lord, a heavenly Father's love to sinners. O Lord, such a great blessing and a great mercy to love any one of us, and to show that love in the glorious second person, thy dearly beloved Son, in and through him, and the blessed application of that love through thy Spirit. But, Lord, we do believe that that love doth show and declare itself upon the cross at Calvary. And what a mercy, Lord, it is, if that love is found in our hearts through its constraining power, through that love that is reciprocated, the great love shown to sinners through Christ upon the cross, and that love revealed in the sinner's soul, and, Lord, to pronounce that sinner just. And, Lord, oh, what love then! Oh, we do pray, Lord, bring each of our souls into the blessedness of it, a sinner saved by grace, and, Lord, to be brought to see that that love of God the Father is an everlasting love, and so through his dearly beloved Son, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. O Lord, what great mercy, Lord, is held out to poor, guilty, ruined sinners. O Lord, it is a love, the hymn writer says, beyond conception great. O, we do pray, Lord, that we may each, Lord, if it will be thy gracious will, receive some token of that love this evening hour. We wait upon thee, Lord, and if thou wilt be pleased to come to each one of us, in, Lord, thy grace, thy mercy, thy word and truth, and then, O Lord, we do pray that there may be a token for good, Lord, in our souls, and where we shall be able to declare that we have been with Jesus. We do pray then, Lord, open up the scriptures of truth to us, as thou didst open up the truth of thy word to the two on the Emmaus road, and beginning at Moses and all the scriptures. O Lord, thou didst bless them. cause their souls to live. And Lord, till their heart burned within them. And Lord, this is the mercy that we seek and desire. Lord, draw near to each one of us then. And we thank thee for bringing us to this evening worship, Lord, the ordinance of thy house. Be pleased, Lord, to draw near to all our needs and all our concerns as they may arise at this time. Oh, we do pray, Lord, for a visitation. Thou hast promised, Lord, I will visit you and perform my good word unto you. Oh, we do pray that it may be so this evening hour. That word so suited to our case and to our need, we pray thee. We would remember, Lord, the tried, the afflicted, the tempted, the persecuted, those, Lord, in the path of tribulation, Lord, the path of sickness. O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt appear unto thy poor people here below. O Lord, lift them up, Lord. O bring them to see, Lord, that thou art the hope, Lord, and that thou art a refuge for their souls. That thou art one, Lord, that is able to meet their case and their need. Thou hast promised. Thou wilt not break the bruised reed, nor quench the smoking flax. Oh, thou art able, Lord, to lift up thy people, the beggar from the dust, the poor from the dunghill. And, Lord, lift them up on high. Oh, be pleased, Lord, to do it. Bring them near to thee, Lord. Help them to lean more steadfastly upon the rock Christ Jesus, and to know in thee alone is all their safety, all their care, and all their keeping. O Lord, speak the fear nots unto them, Lord, that are found in the gospel, we pray thee, that they might, Lord, in all their troubles and trials, know that there is one indeed touched with the feeling of their infirmities. O one that is able indeed to bring comfort, peace, and joy to the soul. O Lord, we bear them up before thee. O Lord, do comfort them, Lord. Do show to them, Lord, thy gracious promises, Lord, and particularly, Lord, that thou art, Lord, ready to appear for them in thy offices and characters, to support them and to strengthen them. And, Lord, we do pray, Lord, that they may be those, Lord, born up and carried, brought thus far, that thou hast not failed, Lord, nor forsaken them, and thou wilt never let them down, nor leave them. But, Lord, we do pray that thou wilt come to each and every one of them, and that they may be brought to see, Lord, all their trust and all their dependency is upon thee. And thou, Lord, what a mercy, Lord, it is for someone indeed to look to, someone to rely upon, someone that we can wholly trust in, one that can bring us through our course. And Lord, thou art able then to appear. So comfort Zion, Lord. Comfort thy people, Lord. Be with them, keep them and preserve them, Lord. Watch over them for good. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased, Lord, to be with each that gather together here, Lord, within this church, Lord. And we thank thee, Lord, that there are those indeed we do believe, truly seeking to know thy mercy. O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt be pleased to appear. Hear their prayers and petitions. Look down upon them, Lord, in thy love. and gather them in, Lord, through the gospel, we pray thee. O Lord, we do pray then, keep us close unto thee, be pleased to rule and to reign in our hearts and in our lives. Be pleased to be with us all our journey through. And Lord, the number of our days are with thee. We do pray, Lord, that we may be brought to see, that we live each day by faith unto thee. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me, gave himself for me. Lord, that is a mercy. Gave himself for me. O Lord, we do pray that we may each be helped and enabled to go forth in thy name, and that we might be those, Lord, that shall be ready to cast our all with thee, Lord, all our lot here below, the path that thou hast ordained for us. 'Tis unknown by us, Lord, but ordained by thee. And Lord, in that path we do pray that thou wilt be pleased to appear for thy people, to bring them through their course, a narrow way that leadeth unto life, and yea, full, Lord, of enemies without and much mightier ones within. But, Lord, it is thou alone that is able to bring us through our course. And so we wait upon thee. And we do pray, Lord, that thy gospel shall have free course, as we have read in thy word. Help thy sent servants this evening hour that preach in thy name. Give them utterance, Lord. And we do pray that a precious Christ may be revealed to thy people, in all the blessedness of a full and free salvation to sinners, or that they may taste again redeeming love and blood, or that they may be brought again to see their peace and pardon through that precious blood of thine, atoned for all our sins, all the evil and the wicked in our hearts. Oh, we do thank thee, Lord. We were brought to see it, Lord. It was brought to the light of conscience through thy Spirit. It burdened, brought sorrow, a godly sorrow, is our mercy. But Lord, we ventured to thee, for thou didst bid, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. O Lord, we do pray and thank thee, Lord, thou hast created this world, Lord, set it in order, Lord, and Lord, that it should be peopled, Lord, and that in that people, that there is an election through grace, some whom thou hast loved dearly from before the foundation of the world. And Lord, there is another little babe that has come into this world, and thou hast brought it in, Lord. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt bear her up in thy hands, Lord. Raise her up, Lord, that she may be one of thine, Lord. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased to show blessings. And pray, Lord, that in the fullness of time, if it will be thy will, if we are still continuing here below, that she might be one living to thy glory. So we ask it, Lord, and pray, Lord, that thou wilt be with us each, Lord, in all our way and path. Lord, we're in solemn times, Lord, and we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased to appear for each one of us, to bring us through, Lord. Thy judgments are in the land. What a mercy it is, Lord, to be brought to see all the evil and the wickedness, Lord, of where we have turned our back upon thee, forsaken thy word, Lord. And we've been those, Lord, who have truly blasphemed thy name and thy day, Lord. So many awful laws put into legislation that are contradictory to thy word. And Lord, we do believe thy judgment is truly upon us, justified also. O Lord, we do pray that many may be brought to see the very solemn truth of sin and evil in their own hearts by nature. And Lord, that we may be reminded through these things that thou art coming again, Lord. And Lord, we have seen such, Lord, an evil come in all the earth, Lord, in a short moment of time. Lord, thou art coming in an hour that we know not. Be ye also ready. Prepare us for that day, Lord. Help us to wait for thee, to be sober, Lord, to pray, Lord, for that day. And that, Lord, mercy's work may be done and complete, that there shall not be left any soul here, Lord, found wanting, we pray thee. So be pleased to be with us now, Lord. We turn to thy word. And we pray, Lord, that help thy servant. Show him what to speak, what to say, Lord, in thy name. Let thy servant decrease, let Christ increase through the pulpit. Let thy name alone have all the glory. We pray, Lord, thou wilt bless thy word to thy people here. Open their hearts to hear and to receive thy word mixed with faith to the glory of thy name. Pardon and forgive our every sin, and we ask it in that all-precious name, our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us further sing hymn 324. Though troubles assail and dangers affright, though friends should all fail and foes all unite, yet one thing secures us, whatever betide, the scripture assures us the Lord will provide. 324.
seeking the help of the Lord. The Holy Spirit, we would seek to draw your attention to Paul's second epistle to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, and reading from verse 3. Paul's second epistle to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, and reading from verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. The word spoken here by Paul, I believe, has come from the previous verse, for all men have not faith. When Paul preached the gospel to the church at Thessalonica, there were those few that believed. It was a good report to their souls. The Holy Spirit applied it with power. They felt their need of salvation, brought to feel their sin, and they believed. They believed in a precious Christ whom Paul preached before them. And what a mercy it is to hear and to receive such words in our hearts. A glorious and a divine change wrought in the soul. They were those Gentiles who lived to the world, lived to themselves, had many idols, and it was the glorious change that was wrought in them. I believe it's in Acts chapter 17. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ, the Messiah, the sent one. And what a mercy it is if he was sent in the most real and personal way to these believers here, but also here. You see, this precious Christ is still preached today, and that he must needs have suffered his heavenly Father's will. The church that he gave to him into his hands before time began, every one of them, his children. And Jesus came to save them and to redeem them, every one of them. And here is the mercy that belongs to these that believed, and some of them believed, some of them, but they were the election of grace. We may see the word here, but the Lord is faithful. And he is faithful in this truth, that in the preaching of the gospel before them, they were those who were ordained to hear and to receive the word. And in the first of Thessalonians, and in the last chapter, in the 24th verse, the word is, faithful is he that calleth you. And we see that fulfilled. those great covenant transactions that was undertaken for sinners before time began. And all their names were recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, all given to Christ. And the Lord Jesus came, and every one of them was found in the heart of his love. He loved them. His delights were with the sons of men from before time began, and those delights continued. As he came here below, and in the ministry of the word that he preached, his delights were with the sons of men. And he did come, and he did suffer, bleed, and die for every one of them. There's been a great testimony of that in this nation of ours. In generations past, great numbers were gathered in. They were those who had been changed and renewed by grace. The very solemn truth is this, that they were brought to see all the filth and defilement of their nature. And when that will rise up, dear friends, to the light of conscience through the Spirit of the Lord, it will be very solemn time. But this wonderful truth, faithful is he that called you. What was the mercy that was shown to the church? Paul was confident of this one thing, that he that hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, the Lord is faithful. And why the Lord is faithful here, for all men have not faith, and it was shown in that Acts of the Apostles of those that turned against them, and Paul had to leave very quickly. Those that followed them sought to destroy this gospel. All men, for all men have not faith. Some may have feigned faith. It is not the faith that God gives. Feigned faith. There are many maybe worshipping this day, and they may be those under false prophets and teachers, and therefore faith will be feigned. Mercifully, I've known those that have been brought out of it, and it is a mercy. But here the Lord is faithful. But the Lord is faithful. And he was faithful in the call of the church here at Thessalonica, as every one of those churches that Paul wrote to. He didn't always raise up churches in every one of those epistles, but he was certainly some instrument in the Lord's hands. Here, the Lord is faithful. And he is faithful that calleth you. What a mercy it is, as we read these words, if the Lord is pleased to put a little hope into our souls, if he has burdened us with our sins, he that hath begun a good work in you And dear friends, it will not fail to fulfill and to accomplish that work of grace. However long it may take, it's the Lord's time. It's the Lord's pleasure. But dear friends, press on. Continue to beg. Urge thy case. Because the Lord is faithful. It will not begin without, dear friends, there is an end and a purpose. He that begun, he will perform, complete his work. And it is, of course, an important work. It's the most important work. It's the most blessed work. Because here we have another word, but the Lord is faithful. Every one of his dear people, they were loved from before time began with an everlasting love, the love of God. And as I have made mention, that love, in order that it should be revealed and manifested to the soul of a poor sinner, the covenant of grace was settled by the Trinity of Persons, that God's love should be declared and made known into everyone whom he loved, every one of his children, in time. And that love will be made known. And it will be the greatest blessing to any poor soul. The greatness of this love is in those words. God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners. Oh, isn't that something marvellous, dear friends? Wondrous? Now, how was that love going to be revealed? Christ died for us. That is how God commended his love toward us. Through a suffering Christ upon the cross at Calvary. And he will be faithful. He will declare and show that love. And every pardoned sinner, everyone that has been brought to hear and to receive that pardoning love and mercy through Jesus and his cross. And as we made mention, those that he would come and heal and restore are those, dear friends, that shall be brought to see that the Lord is faithful. And that is the way and the means that God will show his love to his people through the merits of his dearly beloved Son, through his finished work. And I just mentioned that when Christ, suffering upon the cross, when he was ready to give up the ghost, he prayed a wonderful prayer. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And you will find that you will be found inside of that gracious promise. But the Lord is faithful. You will find that you will come inside of that gracious one. The Lord never prayed for the world. Father, forgive them. Was it our sins that put Jesus upon the cross, fastened him there? Our sins. All our crimes. The awful life that we lived. All the vanity of our lives. All its evil working, put Christ upon the tree. And when he cried that wonderful prayer, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Every one of them, he cried and prayed for the church on that most glorious occasion. And everyone will be brought to see the word of this truth here. But the Lord is faithful. Salvation will come to all the election of grace. And if the Lord has begun, he will be faithful to perform. He will not fail. He will never forsake the work of his own hands. If he is beginning to fashion thee, if he is beginning to mould thee, if he is beginning to show thee thy need, that work will be completed, accomplished. But the Lord is faithful. He will not fail. God's everlasting love is in it. That's the very foundation, isn't it, of our salvation? God's everlasting love. And in that everlasting love, there is everlasting forgiveness in Jesus and through his cross. But the Lord is faithful. And we're thankful that the Lord is graciously working still in our day and generation. Those that are putting on a profession of their faith in his name is the great mercy. And the Lord is working today. But the Lord is faithful. And just wanted to show that word to encourage. I believe we live in a day, dear friends, where more than ever should this glorious gospel be preached. Preached and proclaimed. We've never seen so much evil, wickedness in the earth, in every nation. Social unrest, pleasures, vanity, wars, rumours of wars, pestilence. May the Lord take of those things humble hearts and be pleased to draw near and give repentance to sinners, we pray. But in Hebrews chapter 2, we have this wonderful truth. This is Paul's alleging that we've just spoken of, that he must suffer. Wherefore, in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of his people. And dear friends, it is continuing this work of grace in the souls of sinners, a faithful and merciful and faithful high priest. Dear friends, any sinner brought to see and to feel their need, they're under this rich mercy, dear friends. He is merciful. And he shows that mercy in this wonderful truth, being a faithful high priest. You know, the high priests, through the generations of time in the Old Testament dispensation. It was a changing priesthood. Now those priests that offered the sacrifices and so forth, they could all show a sympathy, dear friends, in respect of those that offered their sins, you see. And they could show a sympathy and take the offerings, you see, and perform the sacrifice and so forth for the offerer. They understood themselves because of their own infirmities. Now here, dear friends, we have here the most glorious high priest, a merciful and faithful high priest, merciful. He understands our case and our need. He sees our poor hearts, dear friends. The priests in time and in the changing priesthood, they couldn't look into the heart. They knew in the experience of it, from their own experience, in respect of what sin and the feeling of it and the solemn truth of it. But Jesus seeth the heart, and he's touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and he is a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. And Jesus, faithful high priest, dear friends, in respect of that work that his heavenly Father gave him to do, here is the great blessing and the mercy to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Oh, but the Lord is faithful. Make reconciliation. Bring God's children to him. He does it. He will do it to the end of time. They will be brought in. So here is the gracious blessing, isn't it? But the Lord is faithful. I like the word itself because it will help then also those who have been brought to see and to taste of redeeming love and blood. They will need then to continue their course. What remains in them, dear friends? Why, they've been humbled. They're poor, needy, helpless. They will always need the Lord. They will always be waiting upon him. The Lord has weaned them away from themselves. Weaned them away from this world. Remove the yoke of Satan from off them. Put the glorious gospel yoke upon them. And now they're under the constrainings of his love and his mercy. And they are those, dear friends, they will need him day by day. They're brought to see, dear friends, their great need of him. These are the poor ones, the weak ones, the helpless ones. But here is the blessing, isn't it? The Lord now, a risen and an ascended Saviour, now at the right hand of the Father, now to intercede for and on the part of his people, to manage for them, to rule in their hearts and in their lives, to undertake everything for them. And as we have read together, to provide for them. And the Lord, you will find and discover, He is faithful. He will continue the cause and the interest of his people. And he is now seated at the right hand of the Father. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, the profession of his name, a profession of his love, his mercy, the profession of our faith in him, our trust in him, our need of him. We need, dear friends, confirmations from him, consolations, comforts, peace, joy, as we journey. We will need all these. And Jesus is now seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for his people. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, which was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, find grace to help in time of need. And dear friends, how many times have we come to the throne of grace? Have we not proven this truth? But the Lord is faithful. We wait upon him. We cast all our cares upon him. He is the good shepherd, dear friends, we spake of this morning. He cares for his sheep. He watches over his sheep. He keeps them in the fold of his grace, dear friends. He protects them. He defends them. Has he ever failed, dear friends, in that office of the good shepherd? I like that office of the good shepherd. David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We shall never want, dear friends, if Jesus is our shepherd. He will provide. He will supply all our needs. He will be that one, dear friends, to be a constant companion and friend to us. Is that one that will draw near and hear our prayers and our petitions, whatever your troubles, whatever your trials, whatever your difficulties here below. His ear is always ready to hear and to receive the prayers of the poor of his people. He will not despise their prayer. He has bidden them to come to him. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If it's his will, dear friends, we'll do it. It will not fail. But the Lord is faithful. He is still the throne of grace. And whatever our wants and needs are, dear friends, we can come to him. David, virtually all his psalms are prayers, aren't they? What a praying man he was. And dear friends, the Lord met with his case and his need so often. Never let him down. And he will never let us down, dear friends. I may just come to that instance of poor Anna. I do speak of her, because she was one of the poor ones of the Lord. She was barren. And you know, it was a reproach that she was unable to bear children for a husband, you see. And then we think of the posterity and so forth, and the inheritance. We see Now that she never left the throne of grace, did she? Peninnah had sons and daughters, probably over several years. But Anna never left the throne of grace. She never gave up. Her faith was fixed in her God. And she was going to prove the words of our text. But the Lord is faithful. It was in his good time and his good pleasure. But it was the right time. And it was the best time. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And there was a time, dear friends, when she came from the throne of grace and she seemed to have a little token in her soul that the Lord had heard her. And Eli was that one that came to her, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked him of." And she seemed quite comforted, quite assured that the Lord would appear. She had the blessing of Eli upon it. Then she had a child, and she was able to say, "For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him." He is prayer hearing and prayer answering. He will appear. But see the constancy of her faith fixed in and upon her God. And then this truth: but the Lord is faithful. He does hear the prayers and the petitions of his people. And dear friends, if you have asked anything from the Lord, wait upon him. Let faith be strong, dear friends. The Lord will not fail. He will come. We may need the grace of patience to wait upon him. It isn't in ourselves, patience. We need that patience through the Spirit of the Lord when we ask of the Lord anything. But the Lord is faithful. And we can take the promises of the Lord and we can go to him with his promises and plead his promises. And I just take one instance of that because I think it's an instance where the Lord did appear for poor Jacob. And Esau was coming before him with a little army of 400 men. It must have overwhelmed the poor soul of Jacob. He had his wives and his children, dear friends. And Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which saidst unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee." He pleaded the promise. The Lord had bid him to return to the land of his inheritance, and he would be with him. And now Esau is before him. "Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou saidst, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude." Another promise. He pleaded it before the Lord. Well, the Lord was faithful, dear friends. He'd given the promise to Abraham, to Isaac, and then also to Jacob, that in thy seed all families of the earth should be blessed. And then the wonderful truth that he beheld his brother came to him. And dear friends, he came in brotherly love. One moment he wanted revenge. The next moment it was God that changed him, dear friends. God. But the Lord is faithful. He will not let his people suffer, dear friends. And he will not fail in his promises to his people. That is something we can take with us all our journey through. He is faithful that hath promised, shown to us in Hebrews chapter 10. He is faithful that hath promised. All the promises of God are yea and in him amen, even in Christ Jesus. Or they will be fulfilled as our case and our need may arise. They will be fulfilled. He says, I will be with thee in all places whither thou goest. He told Moses, my presence shall go with thee. Dear friends, these promises are for the church today. He may hide his face for a little season. It is good pleasure. He may correct and chasten us. He's sovereign. He loves us, his children. And he will correct and he will chasten. But he will never forsake. He will never forsake. He will never fail. But the Lord is faithful. This is our mercy. And yes, we may continue. And we may continue to be burdened with our sins and iniquities. May be in our prayers so often, dear friends, true repentance, we'll be repenting all our days. The new man of grace hates sin, you know. The new man of grace, it hates sin. It is a trouble and a burden to the soul. But the Lord has given to us an advocate. And John says, in respect of this gracious advocate, if any man sin, we have an advocate from the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, as a propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. And where is the blessing of the pardon and forgiveness if we confess our sins? He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How is it? Because, dear friends, that burden of sin, that mourning and that crying, it comes forth from a sincere heart, dear friends. A sincere heart that loathes and hates sin as God does. This is the new man. And he is faithful and just. But the Lord is faithful. This is our mercy, dear friends. Now there is another truth in respect of us. It is the Lord that is our keeper, and we need the Lord to keep us and to preserve us unto himself, because we have nothing in ourselves to keep us. Dear friends, the word here is, and keep you from evil. And we ask the Lord, pray to him, that he will keep us from all evil. We'll come to that word in just a moment. Just have to just look into this word as it is on my mind to speak of it, because I want to show you the prayer in the 17th of John. And it is a wonderful prayer, dear friends. It is the prayer of Jesus to his heavenly Father. And here is the whole safety and the preservation of the church from this wicked, evil world here below. This is the whole safety of the church in this prayer. And he says, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me. Keep through thine own name. Keep from the evil. Oh, he says in verse 15, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. And dear friends, it will be a matter of prayer for us. Daily, continual prayer to keep us from the evil. We cannot keep ourselves, but oh, but the Lord is faithful. And dear friends, he will keep his people. He will not fail them. It's the great blessing and the great mercy to keep them from the evil. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me. Oh, what a wonderful word it is. And haven't we been kept? Haven't we been preserved until now? Oh, hasn't he appeared for us? What a mercy it is, dear friends, to keep us from the evil. But the Lord is faithful. And then, dear friends, there's another wonderful truth shown to us. That the Lord is coming again. And it is a gracious promise. And it is all our hope, all our expectation. But when was it last in our hearts and in our minds to pray over this? He is coming again. This is one of the most glorious truths of the gospel. Are we waiting for him? His appearing. You see. Well, the Lord is faithful. He is coming. He came the first time. God's promise was faithfully fulfilled in the sending of his dearly beloved Son into this world. And as sure, dear friend, as he came into this world, he is coming again. May the Lord prepare us for that day. He is faithful to his promise, and he is coming. And then when he does come, dear friends, are we prepared? The Lord spoke very graciously to his disciples. They were in sorrow. They were mourning. The Lord was going to leave them for a little season. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe in me. The Lord is faithful. And then he went on to say, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And dear friends, this overtook my poor soul about a week ago, that where I am, there ye may be also. Oh, dear friends, he wants his church to be with him and where he is. And that will be, dear friends, at the consecration of all things, when he shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation. What a mercy it will be to come through our course, and the Lord will be with us to bring us through. What a glorious day that will be. How near the Lord is to his people. How he loves them. But one thing is sure, this word will be fulfilled. The Lord is faithful. He will come to take his people to himself. And dear friends, if he comes to take us to himself first, let us just see the glorious truth. May the Lord remove all fear from our hearts, bring us into our inheritance. He says, "Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." But the Lord is faithful. And if we depart from this earthly scene, we're following Jesus. We mentioned this morning following Jesus as the shepherd. We shall follow Jesus. He has passed through that way and path that we shall be brought to pass through. And this, dear friends, must be to the encouragement of our poor souls. Because he has given the church the victory. The sting of death has been removed. And he has conquered the grave. He has given the victory to his people. They will rise again and be with him where he is. And he will give us foretastes, dear friends, that he is our forerunner, that he has passed through these things. This will be the comfort of our souls. It was the comfort of the soul of the dying thief, dear friends. "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." And he is faithful that promised, dear friends. He is faithful that promised. Take his people to himself. He suffered so much and endured so much upon the cross for them. He will take them to himself. I know there's a lot in these words, dear friends, and I suppose there are one or two discourses in respect of it. But let us follow the Lord. Let him be our shepherd. Let him be our prophet. Let him speak the words of this life to our souls. Let him be our King of kings and Lord of lords. Let him be our refuge. Let him be a present help in the time of trouble. Let him fulfill all his offices and characters for us, a good physician for us, and this glorious shepherd. For the Lord is faithful. He is able to meet every case and every need, whatsoever trouble we may be brought to pass through. But let us venture out all upon him, everything. We haven't got anyone else to turn to. And the Lord forbid that we should lean upon any arm of flesh when we've got such a glorious Christ who is so faithful to his people. One to lean upon is a rock indeed. David understood it for his own soul. When his soul was overwhelmed with him, "Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." That was his only comfort. And it's our only comfort. "Who shall establish you?" He can strengthen us, dear friends. Strengthen us in doctrine. Strengthen us in the scriptures and the word, in our souls. He can strengthen us and encourage us through our troubles and trials by being with us and telling us, dear friends, that "I will be with thee and keep thee in all places whither thou goest." Who shall establish you? And established as his covenant people, established as his church, established in the doctrines of free grace, established in the scriptures of truth. It's a blessed book, isn't it? It's Christ for his people. Christ, all their needs here met in the scriptures. We could never be disappointed, really. And keep you from evil. This will be our greatest mercy. Paul suffered the body of death. When he would do good, evil was present with him. But it is only the Lord indeed. And that was the grace that he pleaded. Who shall deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. But he is faithful. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Robert Field will preach on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. There'll be a prayer meeting for the church members on Friday evening at 8 o'clock. And next Lord's Day, Mr. John Hart is expected to preach at 10:30 and 6:30. Our closing hymn is 385. Hear, gracious God, a sinner's cry, for I have nowhere else to fly. My hope, my only hope's in thee. O God, be merciful to me. Hymn 385.
Thank you.
O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt own and bless thy word amongst us this day. We do pray that it may fall into that good ground prepared by thy Spirit to the glory of thy name. Pardon everything that has been amiss and sinful with us. Help us, Lord, to praise thy faithfulness and give glory to thy name. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and for ever. Amen.